Fred Film Radio, New York Film Festival, United States.
This is Fred Film Radio. I'm Samantha Sartori at the 57th New York Film Festival, here with Marco Bellocchio, director of The Traitor, and the interpreter, Michael Moore. Good morning, and thank you for being with us today. I would like to start by asking when you had the idea to make a movie about Tommaso Buscetta.
L'idea non è stata mia, l'idea, il titolo, l'argomento non è stato mio, ma di Beppe Caschetto, che è uno dei produttori del film.
It wasn't my idea, actually. It was brought to me by Roberto Caschetto, who is one of the producers of the film. And so, you know, following up on his suggestion, I started to do my research, I started to study. And as I did, as I got to know the character, I also started to like him in a way. I mean, I was fascinated by the fact that he was such a dual personality. On the one hand, he was a true mafioso, you know, a member of the Cosa Nostra. But on the other hand, he rejected the power of the Corleonese clan. And he felt that the Corleonese did not respect the great underlying principles of the traditional mafia and said, they are the traitors, not me.
On which material the movie is based, and how long did you take writing the movie?
Beh, è stata una ricerca piuttosto lunga su vari piani, le inchieste nel senso di...
It took me quite a while to do the research, actually. Initially, at various levels, I mean, on the one hand, classic sort of documentary research, reading books, interviews, and especially watching TV. You have to remember that the entire Maxi trial in Palermo was filmed on TV in its full length. And then, on the other hand, I spoke to people who knew Buscetta, the journalist Saverio Rodato, for example, who gave Buscetta one of his very last interviews, journalist Alicata, and then the police chief De Gennaro, who is a man that accompanied Buscetta from Brazil to Italy and was sort of protecting him and was in charge of his safety. But I was not able to interview family members. They're sort of scattered throughout the world and were unwilling to speak as well. So these were the main sources of my research, which lasted quite a while.
There is a complexity in the way the language is used in the movie, with the Sicilian dialect and the Italian, which is impossible to convey for a foreign audience. Can you tell us about this aspect of the movie?
Oggettivamente, nel film, nella versione italiana, si parlano varie lingue, l'inglese, il portoghese, ma...
Well, objectively speaking, the Italian version of the film, I mean, we have these various languages that are being spoken, English, Portuguese, but the Sicilian language, the language that Buscetta knew well, and the only language that his friend Contorno could speak, had to have Italian subtitles when the film was shown in Italy, because when pure Sicilian was being spoken, a non-Sicilian speaker wouldn't have been able to understand. And I think that there is a risk of losing that kind of richness of the Sicilian language when you're looking at subtitles just for an American audience or maybe for, you know, a Portuguese-speaking audience, because Italian and Sicilian alike are going to be translated into the same language.
The movie is over 2 hours long with a perfect rhythm and breathtaking editing. How did you work with your editor, Francesca Calvelli?
Con Francesca siamo... A parte che è mia moglie, quindi insomma ci sono dei rapporti molto appassionati, molto...
Francesca, in addition to being the editor, is my wife, and so it's definitely a shared passion project, you could say. Source of shared passion, but also of some bitter arguments because we always tell each other the truth. But it's a good working relationship, and we really respected the time. The film is 2 hours and 25 minutes, but we did everything possible to avoid any kind of sort of directorial flourishes or useless reflections. And despite the length of the film, I think it really does hold the viewer and keeps the viewer interested in what's going to happen, sort of at the edge of their seat. And in the editing process, it was extremely important, for example, the element of music, which is not at all something to be taken for granted. My relationship with Francesca goes back some 30 years, and so I think we have a perfect kind of a working relationship.
I would like to know more about the choice to close the movie showing Buscetta in the act of killing. Was it a way to remember who the real heroes were in this sad page of Italian history?
No, era, io sentivo, a parte il fatto che proprio a livello drammaturgico mi piaceva concludere in quel modo.
I think, first of all, I liked the idea dramatically, but in hearing from different viewers, I can also see how effective it was in confirming that Buscetta was not a hero, he was not a mythical figure. Through his collaboration, he was very useful to the Italian justice system, but all the same, he was a member of the mafia. He committed crimes like any member is obliged to if they want to become a member, if they want to become a made man. So this is also a way of sort of dismantling a myth that might rise around him.
Thanks to Marco Bellocchio for being with us today. Thank you to the interpreter Michael Moore. From the New York Film Festival 2019, I'm Samantha Sartori, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.